Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
We thank God on today,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. I was so glad when they said, let us, hallelujah, go into the house of the Lord. How many of us happy to be here just thanking God for another day, another opportunity, thanking God for new mercy and new grace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, church, open up your mouth and give God some praise today, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome everyone to Sunday service. Amen. We thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone. If it's your first time here with us, we welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you on today. Amen. Glory to God. If it's your first time here with us, press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand and know that there is power in agreement. Amen. As we come today, amen, believing God for the miracle, trusting God to work it all out for our good. Amen. So we want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome. God bless you. Those that are here in Houston, Texas, God bless you. Welcome. Those of you in the surrounding areas here in Houston, God bless you and welcome you today. Hallelujah. Those of you that are in Louisiana, welcome. New York, New York, welcome. New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi, amen. We welcome you. Amen. Illinois, we welcome you. Right now, those of you that are in Africa, that are tuning in today online, welcome. God bless you and yours. Amen. We welcome you all wherever you are today. Welcome, welcome. We welcome you. We want you to know that God loves you. God is still able to do it. God is the same God yesterday and forevermore. Amen. So I want you to get in the place of believing and trusting God for the miracle. Amen. So welcome everybody. Pastor Manning, it's here, but he's a little bit under the weather. You all, what you all continue to pray for us. A lot of people dealing with this virus or different sicknesses or the flu or cold. But we decree and declare victory on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are blessed, that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are set free. Amen. That we are favored by God. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're co-heirs of the kingdom of God. Amen. So there's nothing that we cannot have because our Father owns it. He's the creator, hallelujah, of all things, the author and the finisher. He's God Almighty by himself, amen, the beginning and the end, amen. So we just want to say today, well, we thank you and we trust you for it all, amen. So just open up your mouth and just thank God right now because God is still able. He sits on the throne, amen. We have Jesus Christ as our intercessor interceding for us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have a lot to be thankful for today, amen. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, once again, oh God, if we had a thought and tons of peace, we can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it is my prayer that all that are dealing with any type of illness or sickness or anything in your bodies, I pray today that all will be healed, that God will speedily, hallelujah, so speedy recovery right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that all be healed. I pray for restoration for your body, amen. Restoration for your spirit, restoration for your soul right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare testimony right now of the miracles of healing that's taking place right now because we believe in you, Heavenly Father, for the healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, welcome to everyone that's getting on the line today. Today's service is going to be a little bit different. Amen. Today, we're not going to hold you long. You know, I was trying to figure out what God wanted me to, what God wanted me to deliver on today. There's been so much going on. So many people, I tell you, that I've talked to, including myself, that have been dealing with the flu or the cold or whatever it is that was trying to take us out and take us out. But I declare and declare the word of the Lord that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I declare and declare Psalm 91, hallelujah, over us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. For that, I declare and declare that we shall live and not die, proclaim the good news of the Lord God, amen. We have work to do, amen. So I just thank God for this day and this opportunity that we're going to decree and declare. We look the devil in the face and say, devil, you are liar. You will not and cannot touch us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. So we're going to pray today. We're going to go ahead and enter into prayer right now. Just thanking God for what God is doing right now, what God has done and what God is about to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church. Let's come on. Let's enter in by faith. And those that we need, that we know that are in need of a healing right now, amen. Those that we know need a miracle of healing right now, whatever it is, I want you to know that God is able to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you got to have faith. So we come by faith today, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus Christ is the hallelujah, is our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our heart for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, oh God, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with men the flesh is all short of your glory, amen. Lord, we do not come just to be healthy doing something. We come to worship you, oh God, because we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as a deer pants from the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God, our soul, hallelujah, thirsts for you, oh God, from the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yet we plans for the cause of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Help us today, oh God. Lord, help your children, oh God. Heal the land, oh God, as we open ourselves before you, oh God. Hallelujah, be with us, God. When the righteous cry out to us, that you deliver us out of all our troubles, oh God. We cry out to today, oh God. Deliver our mothers and brothers and sisters, oh God. Deliver our children, grandchildren, children to come. Deliver those that we love like a son of our, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come to God in Jesus' name. Remove every delay to our healing, every delay to our blessing, every delay to our deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the fire burn every increase in us, oh God. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, hold us with our free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, 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 we thank you, God. Lord, let there be no worry, complaining, bad body, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, circumcise our heart, oh God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness. That we sing praise to you all the days of our lives. Father God, in Jesus' name, create in us a heart of worship. So we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifting of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us to the rivers of your worship, of God, and truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the clear joy has come this morning. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Make our life be a living sacrifice, O Lord. A sweet savior aroma that you would be glorified and honored. And our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. name, God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the adoration through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, renew a right spirit within us, oh God. That the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we owe to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth from our enemy, oh God, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting right now. His glorious presence right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, that is taking place right now in this Sunday service. Amen. For your worship, with their true word gathered in your name, touching in the grid, there you are in the midst. Oh, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we confess our sin of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare the prayer. We have a free passage from our prayer life to a stand in the realm of the supernatural. It will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. We are seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk on this plane and realm. We declare the prayer that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open us every call and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territory. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today, oh God. That you pour our blessing on the life of your children. That we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh where we've been empty. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us, renew the fire. Renew the zeal, the passion and the desire to serve God Almighty. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree the crown of glory, you're defeated. Hallelujah. We decree the crown of victory over us right now. Victory over every area of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet, we still want to thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, protect us, oh God, and everyone that we pray for today, and all that's brought in line, our homes, God's ways, prophets, evil, compelled, hallelujah, affects our workplaces, our finances, our churches, our businesses, hallelujah, our marriages, our ministries, and all that you place us in charge of, oh God. Keep us from any form, oh God, destruction, pestilence, diseases, distress, distress, natural disasters, attack of the enemy, directly or indirectly. Evil people that will help you, that will try to take advantage of us, trick you of any kind, dysfunctionality, distractions, illusion, delusion, destruction, snares of any undue hardship. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, oh God, becoming the sons and daughters of God. Holy, call us to realize it right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, bless the Manning family, oh God. Bless the Matthews family. Bless the Green family. Bless the Washington family. Bless the Carter family. Bless the Whittier family. Bless the White family. Bless the Black family. Bless the Jackson family. Bless the Wilson family. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless the Green family, oh God. The Northern family. The Dudley family. The Russell family, oh God. The Dillon family, oh God. The Anderson family. The Allen family, oh God. Oh Lord, bless right now, oh God. Oh Lord, turn it around for our good, oh God. Turn every question our way, oh God, to be a blessing in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 53 and 5, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Matthew 8 and 17 right now, that Jesus carries sickness and infirmities. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare right now, as we cast on all sins of infirmity, that we'll attack our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ, that it is no more. Amen. We rebuke right now. We break and rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer that will attempt to extend itself in our lungs, our bones, breast, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, or stomach, or anywhere in our body, and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, all kinds of insomnia. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We speak healing and strength to our bones, muscles, joints, organs, hallelujah, nerves, head, eyes, throat, gland, blood, marrow, lungs, kidney, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, blood, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, let any infection in our bodies be buried by the fire, oh God. We release ourselves from all allergies and sinus problems right now in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray for our arteries and blood vessels to be opened up and our circulatory system to function properly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We rebuke all fevers right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. In the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, our flesh shall be fresher than a child. And we will return to the days of our youth. We pray for our immune system and those in our family to be stricken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, renew our youth like the eagle of God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We shall live and not die, and we will proclaim the name of the Lord our God. We decree and declare that our beauty shall be as the olive tree, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you heal all of our diseases, and we thank you. Lord, you are the health of our conscience, and we thank you. Heal, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Let your virtue touch our life and those in our hands, and let us be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Father God, release the fire of God. Release the fire of God to burn out any sickness or disease, viruses right now. They will operate in our bodies and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We declare in the class Psalm 91 and 10, no sickness or plague will come near our dwelling. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into our life through witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, God. Give us a sound heart, which is the life of our flesh. Remove from our heart any evil, sinful attitude, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, remove any dust from our liver. Heal and deliver us, oh God, from all pains. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke any sickness that will come to eat up our flesh right now, including cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let no evil disease, things of the left creature our body, oh God, and those in our family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and destroy all curses of sickness and disease, and we command all the hereditary spirits of sickness to come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curses and destroy all curses of premature death and destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare and declare for that journey, Lord. We prosper and walk in health even as our soul prospers. We receive the word of God which is health to our flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, bless our bread and water, and let it take sickness away from us and those in our family. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Forgive us, Lord, for allowing any fear, guilt, hallelujah, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, or rebellion to open the doors for any sickness or infirmity. We renounce these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cast out any spirit of infirmity, hallelujah, right now. And we just want to say thank you. We make a command on every organ in our body to function the way God intended right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah for your name, God. We receive healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, arise over our life with healing in your wings right now, according to Malachi 4:2. The Lord is the strength of our life. We thank you, Lord. We command every germ or sickness that touches our body and those in our family to die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and his name that we are redeemed from sickness and disease. Amen. Every plague can stop when it comes near us. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we loose ourselves from those in our family from every infirmity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ makes us whole and we receive our wholeness and newness of life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and his name that we are fearful and wonderfully made by God. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way that you designed the Heavenly Father to function right now as we receive on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown of goodness of the Lord right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for divinely intervening, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you healed your children, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for answered prayers right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Touch every heart and mind of your children right now. We pray for the entire world. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, that you will purge the wicked out of the land. Hallelujah, that you will bless your children, oh God, as we decree and declare by faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in the power of his blood, that we're blessed going out and coming in, hallelujah, that we're the head and not the tail, we are proper and not the leader, we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, it is you, Father God, that has kept us, and we thank you, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah. That you will bless our latter days greater than our beginnings, Father God. That you will extend our life, oh God. Hallelujah. To the next rapture, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. We come against every attack right now, Satan and his agents. We command every seed that's been planted by Satan and his agents to be uprooted right now out of the life of God's children. We uproot you right now. Hallelujah. We destroy you by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that there's no more a part of us. And we just want to say thank you. I plant the seeds of healing, wholeness, and newness of life. Hallelujah. I plant the seed of prosperity, blessings, and favor of God. Amen. Lord, I plant the seed of joy. Hallelujah. Peace and happiness right now, oh God. As we come, oh God, we want it by faith, amen. And you, oh God, will give the increase, amen. And we just want to say thank you for the increase. Let us receive fresh oil today, fresh anointing, amen. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of distraction, frustration, oppression, depression, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, hallelujah. And we command you to seek your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command the spirit of fear to come out, worry, come out. Seek your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and never return to us. Hallelujah, we speak to the spirit of infirmity. Hallelujah, seek your works right now and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak to the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. We command you to seek your works and die at the root and come out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and never return. Hallelujah to your name, God. We declare and declare that we are blessed beyond measure. We thank you, Lord, because it's you that have blessed us. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now over all that we prayed about on today, and we receive it by faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church, give God some praise right now. We plead the precious blood right now, Jesus Christ, over you right now. Hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail as we enter in today. Hallelujah. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And if in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, right there. I decree and declare strongholds are being broken and destroyed right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare that hallelujah, we're being released right now. We decree and declare the anointing of God destroys the yoke of bondage, that we are free and we are free indeed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Higher. Oh, we bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord. And it is so. If you prayed that prayer on today, hallelujah. If you're in agreement with the prayer that went forth, by faith shall it be unto you and your household. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to continue to lift up Pastor Manning home today. Hallelujah. The man in household. Amen. We're praying. Hallelujah. For healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Complete wholeness and newness of life for our pastor. That God will, hallelujah, do a new thing in him, for him and to him. As we decree and declare that they are one accord, his healing, miracles of healing to his body, peace to his mind, hallelujah, restoration to his soul on today. Amen. Glory to God. We love you, Pastor Manny. God bless you. God keep you, Lord. We bless your name. Amen, amen. Again, welcome everyone. Welcome. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington here today, you all. And then right after that, we'll have one song to play, and then we'll come with the message. Like I stated earlier, we're not going to be in service too long today. We're in the process, Pastor Man and myself, of we're healing. I'm not going to even say it in a rough week. We're just going to say we thank God for the turnaround and that. We're healing up good, amen, and we won't speak in no other way, amen, just thanking God for the opportunity to be here another day to testify his goodness, amen, hallelujah, Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. I just thank God for being here, and I pray that my nephew feel better. I know God is in control of everything. We don't have to worry because God is in control, because everything going to be all right. Studious, I keep on toiling. I toil through the storm and the rain. And Lord, I'm down here watching and patiently waiting until my Savior come again. And Lord, I'm coming every day. I keep trusting in your word. Lord, keep me from the path of sin. And when it's all over, hide me in your loving arm. Then write my name above. But when the gate they swing open, Lord, I want to walk in. Oh Lord, oh Lord. And Lord, teach me how to love my neighbors, and teach me how to love my friend. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Then write my name within. But when the gates they swing open, Lord, I want to walk in. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Lord, teach me how to love my neighbor. Lord, teach me how to treat all of my friends. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Then write my name within. But when the gates they swing open, Lord, I want to walk in. Oh Lord, oh Lord. But when the gate they swing open, Lord, I want to walk in. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ with every virtue that left your body, that God will restore you to overflow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God will continue to strengthen you and use you. Hallelujah. To do all that he's called you to
Amen.
Do. Amen. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have one song selection, and we'll be right back for the preach word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to Jesus. Amen. That's what we come to do, is to bring it all to the Lord. Amen. And leaving it there. Amen. Hallelujah. We've come to the message part of Sunday service. Amen. I'll be bringing the word for today. Amen. So let us dive right in. Like I said earlier, we won't be on long today. Amen. I want to get back to Pastor Manning. Amen. So let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. Let your word go forth, oh God. Not my word, not my way, oh God, but your way, your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare right now you to be on the throne of my life in and all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. Let us receive our daily bread that our spiritual bellies may be full. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty, O God, your word and apply it to our daily life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us now that's in service on today according to Isaiah 60:2. I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity one more time to be here, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Amen. And we just thank you, Father God. Today, the message that's going forward is stay strong in the faith. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know that sometimes when life happens, when things begin to happen, your faith seems to waver a little bit, or you have a hard time getting back in that place of believing and having faith that God will do it for you, because it seems like it's too much. It just seems like it ain't no way. The doctor said there's no cure for it. The family said, we don't want to deal with you, talk with you. They cut you off, and it just seems like everybody is turned on you. Your body is failing you, and you're just having a hard time staying in that place of faith and believing God to do it. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, stay strong in your faith, because God is able to do all things but fail. Amen. Trusting God, no matter what it look like or what it is or what it seems like, God is still able, but we have to keep the faith. Hallelujah. If you go with me this afternoon to the book of Romans, hallelujah, hallelujah, the book of Romans, chapter 4, and I'm going to read chapter 4, hallelujah, starting at verse 1. That's the book of Romans, chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Amen. Romans chapter 4, starting at verse 1. The Bible says, what then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. Verse 5 says, but to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Verse 7 says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Verse 9 says, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while, hallelujah, hallelujah, not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe. Though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. Amen. And the father of circumcision to those who not only are for the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Verse 13 says, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world, and not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Verse 14 says, for if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Verse 16 says, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be shared to all the seed. Amen? Not only to those who are for the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, as it is written, hallelujah, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they do. Amen. Who contrary to hope and hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. Verse 19 says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 23 says, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us, be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offense, and was raised because of our justification. Hallelujah. Stay strong in the faith. Hallelujah. I want us to understand something here. Hallelujah. Stand strong in the faith when we are facing adversities. I want you to understand that, hallelujah, when you can trust God in the midst of a storm, he is able to bring you out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have to stay strong in our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today, God is still working miracles. Amen. But do you have faith in the miracles? See, I choose to believe in miracles. See, what does it take to experience a bona fide, too good to be true, honest to goodness miracle? See, why are miracles rampant throughout the New Testament, yet they seem elude all of the living in the 21st century that we live in? See, why are miracles a way of life in Africa and other third world nations, but are scarce here in America? Where all the miracles. See, you got to be strong in the faith to activate the miracles. Amen. Whatever it is that you're needing from God, you got to have faith. The Bible said we cannot please God without faith. We have to stay strong in our faith. Hallelujah. See, I choose to stand in faith for a miracle of epic proportions in spite of the winds of circumstances that blow fiercely and in the defiance of the cause of doubt that loom threatening over my life. Amen. I choose to pray. I choose to pray without ceasing and to push mountains out of the way while on my knees. I choose to stay in the prayer closet and say, hail, surrenders. Hallelujah. With just a whisper of protest. Amen. I choose to declare right now the goodness, the power, and the authority of God over every impossibility in my life. I choose to declare the things to come and to the utter God's promises into every circumstance by the words that I boldly speak. Amen. I choose to fast. I choose to fast until a breakthrough occurs in the circumstances of the earth. You know every man or woman who saw the miracles occur. I want you to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me slow down. Hallelujah. The miracles that occur in the Bible chose to fast rather than to faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God has not changed. The same God who parted the Red Sea, who closed the mouth of the lions, and who protected three men in the fiery furnace is the God, hallelujah, of me. Amen. The same God who turned water into wine, who raised Lazarus from the dead, and who fed a hungry ravenous crowd with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish is the God of today. Hallelujah. I want you to stay strong in your faith, church. See, the God of action, the God of now. Hallelujah. The God of Moses, Abraham, Esther, Hannah, Peter, and Paul is the God of you. Amen. His hand still moves. His power is still strong. And he always has the last word. I want you to know always. God has the last word always. I believe that we are about to enter a new and exciting day of miracles. But we have to stay strong in our faith. I believe that in a new season of miracles. Amen. I believe that we are about to see blind eyes instantly restored to 2020 vision, that the lame will walk with a sprain in their step up and unexplainable strength up in their motion, and that the long-held addictions will miraculously disappear. But we got to stay strong in the faith up. I believe that babies will be burnt up from the family infernal homes, that prodigals will come home, and that doors of destiny will be opened suddenly. Amen. God's hand is extended still, and he has not changed. I want you to understand, church, we got to stay strong in the faith. The miracles of the New Testament are about to become the expected occurrences of the daily life here and now. His power is headed toward the earth in an avalanche of grace and goodness. Time does not lessen the authority, resolve, or intention of God. I will believe. I will keep the faith. I will pray and I will declare. Our hands will even help you. That's the question, church. Will you stay strong in your faith? Your miracle may be just one choice away. Choose to believe. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, whereas we can view hope as a mental expectation of something good, faith arises in our hearts, and it grows as we follow Jesus. See, how can we encourage the growth of faith in our own hearts and in others? Let me give you, hallelujah, some scriptures here on what causes faith to arise. By the grace of God, I can say that I have encountered with the Lord in every one of these examples that I'm going to give you today, and it works to stay strong in your faith, to grow your faith, amen? Number one, faith arises by the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. According to Romans 10 and 14, remember the words of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. He says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? He also wrote, and we also especially thank God continually for this, that when we, hallelujah, when you receive the message of God, you heard, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of mere men, but as it is truly the word of God, which is effectually to at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power in those who have adhered to the trust and rely on it. See, I want you to understand, God is still able, but you got to stay strong, steadfast in your faith. The book of Romans 10 and 8 says, but what does it say? The word is near, hallelujah, you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, amen, that we preach in the name of Jesus Christ. See, it's close to you, hallelujah, as your mouth. That means it's right there on you and in you, amen. Hallelujah. Number two, faith arises through reading the written word. Hallelujah. By reading the written word, the word is powerful, and it calls the light of faith to shine. Hallelujah. The book of Acts says, but when the Jews from the Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul and Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, hallelujah, it's in the written word of God. Hallelujah. On the road of Emmaus, you all, after Jesus' death on the cross, the disciples' hearts that burned within them as faith burst forth. It happened as they heard the written word explained to them by the word himself. Amen? Faith arises in times of prayer. Faith arises in times of prayer. See, prayer is not just your yapping to God. Prayer requires pauses in communion to hear what he has to say. See, God says, before they call, I will answer. Amen? Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 65 and 24, it says, before they call, I will answer. And call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you did not know, according to Jeremiah 33 and 3. See, anytime you have received something from him directly, your faith grows. See, with this dynamic in mind, hallelujah, read what God told the Apostle Paul and how his word built faith in Apostle Paul's heart. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will boast in my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. So then faith comes. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 See, faith arises by means of a word of testimony and exhortation. See, when you hear an account of God, of a God thing, what happens in your heart? So, see, faith rises. Amen. It comes by hearing. So when you hear a testimony about healing or some amazing breakthrough, what happens? Faith arises in your heart. And at a time also in the corporate atmosphere around you, see, you believe. See, this must be true. It works. Amen. We are supposed to encourage each other in our faith, either by speaking words of exhortation and truth or by sharing good testimonies about the power of God in action. Amen. See, hallelujah. Let us hold fast. The Bible says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, church, we got to stay strong in the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 25 and 11, hallelujah, hallelujah, we can produce faith in someone's heart. Hallelujah. In Colossians 3 and 16 and John 4 and 29, we see it about the birth of faith in the heart of the Samaritan woman. Hallelujah. 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 See, faith, you all, arises because of dreams and visions and supernatural experiences. Dreams and visions and supernatural experiences represents a meshing of the supernatural realm with the human realm, and faith pulls them together. Thanks to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the sending of the Holy Spirit, such experiences are not in short supply, nor do they belong only to a few elite individuals. I want us to understand that the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 17 says, in the last days, it shall be, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Saul was knocked down on the road to Damascus. The extraordinary experience birthed instantaneous faith in his heart, to the point that the violent anti-faith bounty hunter became faith-filled, hallelujah, compliant and obedient. Amen. Trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what will you have for me to do? Amen. Much later, when the Apostle Paul found himself on board the ship in the violent storm, it was the words of an angelic visitor that brought faith of a grounded peace to the Apostle Paul and his fellow travelers in the book of Acts. Amen. See, these are only a couple of scripture examples of faith arising from a supernatural encounter. Amen. Church, today I want you to keep the faith up. Stay strong in your faith up. Stay fast in your faith. Amen. See, faith arises because of the audible voice of God. Apostle Paul and Ananias, experiences included each of them hearing the audible voice of God. See, interestingly, the voice of Paul heard was loud, while the voice of Ananias heard was soft. See, the Lord knew that Ananias did not require the same treatment as Paul did. See, in each case, the word spoken by the voice furnished just the right type of faith for the situation. See, obviously, Ananias needed a different type of faith, quietly and courageous and decisive, from the type of faith that Paul needed at the profoundly life-altering moment. See, whether we hear a fresh word from God or we read a scripture account of one, faith surges up inside of us. We consider the effect of the voice from the heaven that declared, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. According to Matthew 3 and 17, or the audible words that John heard on Patmos. See, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. The beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Or look, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book, according to Revelation. And look, I am coming soon. And my reward, hallelujah, and my reward is with me to give to each one according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, according to Revelation 22:12-13 verse. My Lord, my God, I want you to understand the word is powerful, and it calls the light of faith to shine. But we have to stay strong in our faith. Hallelujah. 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 Before I wrap up here, church, my Lord, my God, some of us have lost the faith. It's one thing to say we have it. It's one thing to actually have it. Amen. See, from your place of safety in the shadow of the Almighty, you need to know how to win over fear by fighting a good fight of faith. In faith, you're called on the name of the Lord, and he rescued you. Now you have to take responsibility and let your faith in God grow to conquer fear and live in victory in every situation you face in this life. Your faith in God's protection and provision is a powerful fear fighter to deliver you from the enemy's attacks. Amen. See, fear activates Satan's works in your life. In the same way, faith activates God's work in your life. See, faith is the conduit through which God's supernatural power flows into your life. See, Jesus referred to the devil as a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And Jesus referred to himself as the one who comes to give life abundantly. So when you release your faith, you are releasing the abundant life of God into your situation. Amen. The Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6:12. It is not always easy to be filled with faith when fear is trying to attack you. Are you in a fake fight for your future, your marriage, your finances, or whatever it is, then you know that unless you win the fight of faith, what you fear can become a reality, which can defeat you in your walk with God. See, in order to win your faith fight, you will have to overcome what your five senses are trying to tell you. Your mind and your emotions are tied to your five senses, and fear attacks you through what they tell you. See, you must not allow yourself to be by the fear that tries to rule your five senses. You have to engage in a faith fight based on God's truth in spite of what your senses tell you. Does what you see and hear rule your life? Hallelujah. Determine your decisions. Control your feelings. Then you need to conquer these schemes through faith in order to receive the promises of God for your life. Amen. You got to stay strong in your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we wrap up here, church, amen, I thank you all for being with me on today and praying for my husband. I want us to understand, as we stay strong in our faith, your faith will fight for you. Faith knows how to win. Faith has never lost a battle. See, if you don't believe that, ask Moses, who faced the Red Sea. Ask David, who ran from Saul for his life. Ask Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den. Your faith is a divine weapon that will defeat every attack of the enemy. Amen. It will swallow up fear and let you walk in the purposes of God. David declared that he could run through a troop and leap over a wall through his faith in God. Amen. See, I've learned that for every miracle God gives me, I first have to leap over the wall. Hallelujah, of my own self-imposed limitations that scream, you can't do that. But if I make the leap, it is just a matter of time before God enables me to run through the truth to win victory. So you have to expose those thoughts you hear in your mind that says, it's no use, it's hopeless. Bring them out into the light and see them through the eyes of faith for what they are. They form the wall that you must leap over in faith to receive God's miracle. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We have to stay strong in our faith, church. Hallelujah. We have to stay strong in our faith. Stay strong in your faith. Hallelujah. Faith will swallow up fear and let you walk in the purposes of God. Stay strong in your faith, church. God bless you. May God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you all. Hallelujah. If there's one today that says, I want to rededicate my life back to Christ, press one. There's one today saying, you know what? I need prayer. I need prayer. I'm having a hard time believing If there's one today is saying, I need a church home, but we're here for you. We open up our arms and open you up with love, the love of Christ. We don't love on you. Pastor, go say amen to myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray the prayer of salvation. That's why we want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless everyone here in service on today. I thank God for being able to be here. Amen. One more time. By faith. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for your wonderful blessings offered through salvation. It was by faith that we believe and receive the free gift through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Your word says without faith, it is impossible to please you. We see so many examples in your word where people were healed, set free, and completely changed when they had faith. Lord, help us, hallelujah, in our unbelief so that we may live by faith. We ask now for an increase of faith as we live for you each day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We will read your word so that we can clearly hear you speak to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when you speak, hallelujah, we will listen and obey, Father God. Your word is the authority and the solid foundation on which we stand. Amen. Everything you say is the truth and a promise to us, and we thank you. We receive every word as yes and amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, from this moment forward, we declare that we have the faith to move mountains. We will seek the hallelujah. We will see the sick healed, the infected set free, and lives completely changed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we thank everyone that's here in church service on today. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come, and we thank you for coming. Amen. May you be blessed, and you're coming on today, and you're going in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering, you'll send those over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or if you need another means of sending over your tithes, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings. Cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit. Amen. To your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seeds to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's your wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. Oh, Lord, those who give on today, let there be no lack in their giving, oh, God. We ask that you multiply, oh, God, the seed that they plant on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and we have our announcements today. Our announcements today, January the 9th, 2022. Amen. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries where Pastor Dorothy Manning and Tawanika Manning are senior pastors. We Monday nights at 7 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have intercessory prayer. This Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're entering to our first day of reading the entire Bible. So we're going to be reading the Bible from front to back, from Genesis to Revelation, starting on Tuesday and every Tuesday until we finish it. Amen. Glory to God. So join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're looking forward to that. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. So join us here on our church line for Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Bible study. Hallelujah. Saturdays, we have our Saturday school at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Again, it's here on our church line. Saturdays at 12 noon is our Saturday school. And Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we have our Sunday services. Amen. Join us. This Sunday, we were not on at 10 a.m. We are recovering here beautifully, and we thank God. But we foresee being back on service on Sunday at 10 a.m. And we're thanking God for the healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, we and happy birthdays. Anyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of January, along with myself, which is January 20th, our sister Kate, our daughter Chloe, amen, and anyone else, happy birthday. May God continue to bless, keep, strengthen, guide, hallelujah, you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray the abundance of blessings of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. And anyone that's celebrating the wedding anniversary of the month of January, happy anniversary, along with me and Pastor Manning. We'll be celebrating our wedding anniversary on the 26th of January. So we thank God for the union. May God continue to bless you and your union as well and strengthen it with love, peace, joy, happiness, prosperity, and the favor of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Doris, amen, and myself, Apostle Tony Commanding, and Minister Warren Green, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you with the love of God. Amen. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, church, remember, family, loved ones, stay strong in the faith. Stay strong in the faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord and Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, you all. Take good care of yourself. Stay healthy. Amen. Stay prayed up. Amen. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is already defeated. You are already victorious. We love you here. God bless you. God keep you. And until next time, you all be blessed. Stay in the faith. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time, one time.
wait till I see you.
One time.
One. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll